This is John from the Free Gift from God podcast. Today I'm going to begin looking at the Salvation Road journey that I spoke about at the last podcast. I'm going to look at what it means to study God's Word. Specifically today, what and how to study. Now, this is all preparation for you as we move into the Salvation Road podcast shortly. It's very important to understand what to study and how to study, and in the next podcast I'm going to look at why and what the Bible says about it. But this is really just an introductory lesson designed to provide some insight on the what and how of Bible study. Now, as we go through this, you will need to study the Bible. I expect everyone who hears any of the stuff that I speak about or reads any of the stuff that I speak about on my blog, which is over at freegiftfromgod.com, that they should check what is said. Because one of the biggest challenges that face all Christians is the issue of accepting blindly what someone says. You need to check for yourself. You need to make sure what I am saying and what anyone else is saying, any preacher, any speaker, any writer on the web, any blogger, whatever they say, you should always check it in the Bible to make sure that what they're saying is correct and that they're not using the scripture out of context. It's very important. So this is what we're going to do. So the first thing that I would recommend in terms of what and how to study is, what Bible do you use? Now, there are, I don't know how many translations of the Bible into English, but this is very important. Your choice of study Bible is very, very important. I'm not going to specify any particular translation. However, what I will do is I'll give you my advice and I'll let you choose accordingly. There are, I don't know how many translations, there's many translations, some are better than others. Some are easy to read, some are harder to read, some of the ones I've read are just that difficult to understand that by the time you got to the end of one verse, you're trying to remember what it was they said at the start. So you need to choose something that you can actually read. You should choose a relatively modern translation, relatively modern. And by relatively modern, I say it should have been done in the last 100 years or so. When you start going back prior to that, prior to about 100 years ago, you start getting into archaic words and archaic forms of words, and you start getting into words that meant something quite different back in the day that they were used and the day they were spoken, quite correct for those days. But today, they mean something completely opposite, something completely different. And, you know, we know that as time goes on, words change in meaning. Different meanings are associated with certain words because of cultural change or social change or whatever. So it's very important that your Bible choice reflects a modern usage of the words that are actually translated. The more modern Bibles have the benefit of greater number and quality of older Greek manuscripts. Of course, all of the Bibles that we read in English today are translated from manuscripts that were originally written in Greek. And the more recent Bibles have the advantage that they've actually found more manuscripts, and they've found older manuscripts that may go back to as close as possible to when the words were first written. And we know that prior to the creation of the printing press, all of the Bibles, all of the letters, all documents were handwritten. And if they had to make multiple copies of them, they were handwritten and then copied and copied and copied and copied. And human error is such that they made mistakes. So the older the text, the more likely it is going to be the closest possible to what was originally written, which is why it would be better to have access to a Greek text that was written in 1 or 200 AD than to be relying on a text that was written originally in, say, 900 AD. Because the one from 100 AD may have been written by the actual disciples, the apostles, the prophets, the teachers themselves, and I'm talking New Testament here, rather than one that had been copied through multiple generations. So it's important to do that. Now, the rendering of the translated words into English is, of course, more accurate in a more recent Bible because the usage and meaning of words can and do change. For example, the King James Bible, it was a terrific work for its day, but it was translated using only four Greek manuscripts. And the oldest of those was not that old. And many of the words in common usage in 1611, when the King James Bible was written, are no longer used today or have completely changed in meaning. Also, many of the Bibles that we see today are being compiled in different ways. One of the things that we see is that there are Bibles that are being produced today that are not translations. They are interpretations. They are interpretive in terms of the words they use, or the way that they use the words, is they're not trying to go word for word, which is what a translation is, but they're trying to go thought for thought. Now, the challenge with that I see is that nobody knows the thoughts of another person than the person themselves. So how can someone say that they understand the thoughts of Paul or Peter or James or John or Matthew or Mark or Luke other than those people themselves who actually wrote the original words? You know, they may think that they know what someone was trying to say, but they don't know accurately. And so you get a level of interpretation in rather than the original truth as it was written. And there are many Bibles on the market today that are interpretive Bibles. So I recommend that the first thing you should do is choose a Bible that is firstly a modern translation, and it is a translation, not an interpretive Bible. I recommend also that if you haven't studied or read the Bible before, or haven't done much with it, begin with the New Testament. We are seeking to find the kingdom of God as revealed by Jesus Christ, and his words are contained in the New Testament. That's not to say there's anything wrong with studying the Old Testament, but all I'm saying is begin with the New Testament, because the Christian church is based on Jesus Christ, and everything that Jesus Christ said and everything that was said about him and all of the teachings of the New Covenant are contained in the New Testament. Many of the prophecies that he came to fulfill are also contained in the New Testament. There is great wisdom in the Old Testament, and I would expect that people should read through the Old Testament as well, but begin with the New Testament, because, and there's a reason for that, and I'll get into it much more when we get up further into things like freedom from law, freedom from sin, and some of those things that are part of the New Covenant teachings. So, because Jesus did set us free from sin and the law of Moses, we should begin reading what Jesus had to say rather than the Old Testament, which contained the law. If you read the laws of Moses and the rest of the Old Covenant before you have a grasp of Jesus' words, you may be confused. Don't go there. This series of podcasts will begin as you would build a house. We'll start by laying out the foundational teachings of the New Covenant, as defined in the Bible, and then build on those to construct the pathway that I've called Salvation Road. We walk with Christ, and if we are to reach the destination, which is the kingdom of God, we must walk as he walks, following his lead. That's our aim. God actually made a suggestion about what and how you should study the Bible. God the Father only spoke a few times in the New Testament. Only a few times. Now, you know, you would think that God the Father, who is the Father of all, who Jesus called Father, if he says something, and he doesn't say much, but if he says something, then it's important. And we should heed the advice that he says. So on one of the occasions, when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain, the Father spoke and said, "Behold, this is my beloved Son. Listen to him." So that's the important things he said. He said, "Behold, this is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And that's the advice from the Father himself. Listen to Jesus. The words of Jesus are recorded for us in the New Testament. So taking God's spoken words, we should focus on the words of Jesus first. That's what we'll be doing throughout this course, looking at the words of Jesus and his apostles who were used to teach his words and explain the workings of the New Covenant for us. Now, what is it that we study? Well, Jesus said, "The truth will make you free." His word is truth. And so we will take pains to seek out the truth as he gave it to us. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the focus of this series and of this whole Salvation Road process. And we find contained in the gospel of Jesus Christ the words of his truth. There are many things taught in the modern church that have no basis in Scripture. There are many things that are false, cannot be substantiated in the Bible, and there are many things taught where Scripture has been twisted to meet somebody's ends for their own personal gain in some cases. What we are going to do here and what I am seeking to do here is to find the truth of all that the Lord has given us from the scriptures. Every doctrine, every lesson, every position, every part of this series, of this podcast that we will take will be based upon and backed up by scripture. Why should you listen to me? Well, the first thing is I'm not out here to try and gain anything from anyone. I don't do this for personal gain. I don't do this. I don't ask anyone for money. I don't expect people to give me any kind of reward or any kind of financial benefit out of this. I get nothing out of this. And if you go to my website called thefreegiftfromgod.com, you'll find that everything on that website is free. There are one or two ebooks that I've got listed on there that I've got on Amazon, which are not free, but even those ones are only 99 cents. Now, the whole point is that I'm not trying to make money out of this. This is not something I do. I'm doing this because the Lord has told me to speak to his people. He has said to me, help them to understand. That's why I do this. I'm just doing this so that people can understand. You can listen or you can choose not to listen. Whether you listen or whether you don't listen is up to you. If you choose to listen, that's great. Don't give me any glory. I'm not looking for any. Give the glory where it belongs, and that's to Jesus Christ. And if it's his will, he will open up to you the word as he has done to me, and you will understand these things as I have learnt them and see the freedom that exists in these things and see the power that is in the teachings of the new covenant. So it's important that I'm not seeking anything out of this. I just want to help people to understand. So if we look up and we consider, well, how should we study? Well, I recommend you set aside some time to read and study the Bible on a regular basis. Don't just focus on this podcast, and don't just focus on the stuff that I've written on my website, freegiftfromgod.com. Oh, and going back to that bit about not making any money out of it, it's a bit hard to have a website called freegiftfromgod.com and then charge people for it. I mean, it's a free gift. You know, it was given to me freely. I didn't have to pay anything to get any of this. And so I'm just giving to anyone who chooses to listen or read the stuff that the Lord has given me, I just give it back freely. You need to study the Bible. You need to expand your reading of the Bible to get the fullness of what it offers, because the Lord will open things up to you as you read the scripture that he may not have even shown me. Not to say that I know everything. I don't know everything, not by a long shot. And if you see anything, or if you hear anything that I say, or see anything in what I've written, or see something in the Bible, and you want to have a chat about it, by all means, send me an email. My purpose is to provide a solid foundation and a guide along the path so that you can grow and learn from the Lord yourself and in the guidance of the Holy Spirit. What one person needs to learn at a point in time may be completely different to what someone else needs. So my aim is to begin the work, then allow the Holy Spirit to lead you according to his will and according to God's will. In all study, we begin with a prayer. So when it comes to how to study, I'd recommend also that if there are things you read but don't understand, ask the Lord for insight. He will give it, because he wants his people to know all they need to know to be mature in Jesus Christ. And he's promised, he said, ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened. To everyone who asks, receives. To him who knocks, it will be opened. To everyone who seeks, they will find. He's promised this. This is not just kind of a, well, ask and you might receive. No, the Lord said, ask and you will receive. If you need insight into something, ask, and he will open it up to you. Which leads me to the next point about asking questions. One of the most important things you can do is ask questions. Ask the Lord in prayer. Ask those who are around you. Come onto my website and you can ask me any questions that you might have. The bottom line is, if you don't ask, you won't find out. And as Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, which is the verse I quoted just a moment ago, ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open to you. So ask, that's the first thing. You need to ask questions. You need to have an inquiring mind and not just blindly accept what anyone tells you, including me. Don't blindly accept what I say. Ask. Ask the Lord. If something is written, or if I say something you don't understand it, ask me. I'm more than happy to expound on anything that I've said or written. So ask questions. And by the way, there's no such thing as a dumb question. The only dumb question is the one that's not asked. So if you have a question, you think, oh, yeah, I'm sure this is a dumb question, don't. And particularly when we put it up into a public domain, because if you're ready and willing to ask the dumb question, then you may do a service to someone else who was too afraid to ask the so-called dumb question. There is no such thing as a dumb question. There are only questions. And finally, I'd suggest write it down. And anything that you're learning, write it down. In fact, if you have a look at my website, my blog at freegiftfromgod.com, what that actually is, that's a journal. I decided, at the time of speaking now, it would have been almost 10 years ago, that I wanted to put together a website, a blog, to capture all of the things that I'm learning. I originally called the blog The Bible As I See It, and I think I've still got that written up there somewhere. But it was to capture the things that the Lord had shown me as I go through. I originally thought, I'll do one chapter of the New Testament every post. By the time I got from Matthew chapter 1 to Matthew chapter 4, I had to throw that whole idea out the window, because some of the blog posts there, and there are something in the order of around about 960 blog posts, and there's several hundred other articles on there, but some of those blog posts are on just one or two words, because as I read through the scriptures and as the Lord opens things up to me, I see things that starts to trigger other connections to see how the whole of the Bible is all interconnected. It all hangs together, and it's all balanced, and it all works. Write it down. You get yourself a notebook or a journal, or a PC program, whatever works for you, and record what you learned. Write it down, and you can come back to it later. And when you write something down in a place you can find it, you won't lose it. Finally, test your beliefs. Now, the Apostle Paul made this point when he wrote to the Corinthian church, and he told them to examine what they believed and to test it. He said this in 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5, saying, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are holding to your faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test?" So he's saying, test yourselves. We too need to test what we believe. There will be things mentioned in this series that you may disagree with based on what you've learned and what you've heard in the past. That's okay. Everything will be backed up with scripture. And if you ask a question where you're unsure, the answers will likewise be backed up with scripture, and they'll be based upon scripture. And this is the test. Does what you have learned align with the scriptures? All scripture is balanced. The new covenant does not contradict itself and is in no way in error. I've learned that when I don't understand something, it's because the Lord has not yet revealed it to me. It's not because they're wrong. It's not because the Bible's wrong. It's not because the Bible's contradictory. It's just that the Lord hasn't revealed to me yet how it works. But I know that in time he will. But with continued study and prayer and asking, I know that he will reveal it when I need to know it. But I'll always test anything to ensure it aligns with the Word of God. And you should do likewise as you learn and grow. Now, here's a couple of things to consider. Do you understand why you need a modern translation of the Bible? Have I made that clear? Are you able to get one if you don't have one? You can always download some good ones on the internet. And often, too, you can get them for free, which is great. Also, are you prepared to question all that you learn and what you currently know as you move through this series and your studies and test your knowledge and faith against the scriptures? So what I'd call you to do, what I'd ask you to do, is establish a time when you can study. It doesn't have to be a lot of time, but it should be regular. Even if it's only 5 or 10 minutes a day, it should be regular. If there's a certain time during the day, when I was working, I used to go out to my car at lunchtime, read the Bible, study the Bible at lunchtime. I made a point of doing that every day. The next thing you should do, get yourself a notebook or some means of taking notes and keep that with you as you learn. Write down any questions you come up with as you study so you don't lose them, and be sure to go and ask someone the questions. Yeah, send it to me, send it to someone you trust and see what they have to say, and be sure and ensure that they align with Scripture. So I'd suggest right now to spend a moment in prayer and ask the Lord to bless your study as you work through this series and to help you remember and understand His will for you. Now, in the next podcast session, I'm going to be looking at why it's important to study and what the Bible says about why it's important to study. So until next time, and I hope you'll join me next time on the freegiftfromgod.com podcast, I'll see you then.